This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus with my co-host. That's Matt Barros. We're recording this on Thursday morning, the day after the monumental, epic, incredible 49ers schedule release. Well, it's the whole NFL schedule release. World waiting, holding its breath for these things. But hey, it's a schedule. We're talking about it. Give the NFL credit for making this a big deal. 49ers didn't do one of those super, super videos, but I guess they did something, right? They did some kind of rollout for this schedule, Barrows?
You know, I didn't get into the video watching. I heard that they were basically a bit of a disappointment this year.
Yeah,
so
well,
it didn't make me eager to go looking for them.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to get in that arms race, because then you might do something stupid if you don't do it exactly right. All right, Barrows, big picture. We have the schedule. You see the first two games are on the road. It's fairly traditional for the 49ers these days. They do it a lot. Anything that strikes you, any big picture thoughts on now that you see the 17 games rolled out in front of you?
The big picture for me is that the first part of the schedule looks a lot more daunting than the last part of the schedule. In terms of opponents, I think like six of the last seven teams that they played had losing records in 24. And then the week 14 bye. I mean, I've never experienced a week 14 bye. At least I can't remember. That's the latest that you can have a bye. It's the latest the 49ers have ever had a bye. They're used to having good byes, usually, you know, mid-season byes, sort of like, all right, let's reset here. It usually comes in conjunction to them, you know, making a trade at mid-season. Mm. So that new guy comes in and he gets acclimated over the bye, and then the bye ends and they look a little different in the second half of the season. So team that's been hit by injuries and has really kind of needed that mid-season bye to sort of get a toehold again, to rest and recover and get some guys healthy, they're going to have to wait a lot longer for it. And maybe it'll, you know, work out great for them. They'll get that rest right before that kind of late December surge where they need to get into the playoffs or something like that. But it's certainly different than what they've had in the past.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that late bye thinking if they're a decent team and we know they have the easy South schedule, NFC South, AFC South, and the fourth place schedule, that might be a decent place to get a bye. You know, that's about when Trent Williams usually gets hurt. That's right about when George Kittle's really banged up. You never can time these things out, but if they're good, that might be a great time for a breather. We'll see. And also notice they have a home game after. Usually they have a road game after, right? It's been Jacksonville or some other really far you know, and you don't mind it after a bye, but this just gives them even more time. They're not getting on a plane from what, November 30th at Cleveland to December 22nd in Indy. That's almost a month without getting on a plane late in the season. If they're good, this is the schedule sets up for them in many different ways. Opponents, number one, I do think 49er fans have gotten a little too obsessed with this rest differential. I know it's been bad. I know Warren Sharp is completely, you know, making sure 49er fans are up in arms about it. I know many people just report it constantly. It's a deal, but 49ers trade that off because they don't go to Europe. They trade that off because they don't get Hard Knocks. They trade that off because, you know, they get so a lot of their early games are on the road or at night, so they don't have those day games in the broiling heat in Santa Clara. At some point, 49ers fans have to let go of this. It's just part of the deal here. But listen, this is a schedule they can take advantage of. Again, mostly the opponents, but also like what they're playing none, no teams coming off a bye, as opposed to last year was what three, whatever it was. Again, yeah. I don't want to go over it. That is something to look at. It's an easy schedule with some rest advantages. If this team is playing well and it stays mostly healthy, there are ways for them to, you know, be okay and get to 11 wins, be okay and get to 12 even, Barrows. I don't know if we want to go through this game by game, but they could do it. I'm not saying they're going to. In fact, I don't think they're going to. But they could do it because they're not facing a lot of juggernauts. They really are not. This is the way the schedule falls. The South and the South are not – there's no superpowers there, and they don't play those other first-place teams like they did last year. When you finish first, you get all these marquee games. That's where the NFL sets it up for TV. They would love to have the 49ers in more marquee games, but they got to have to force them. They got Carolina as a Monday night game.
the primetime games aren't the Rams primetime game will be a good one, but otherwise it's Carolina, it's the Bears, it's the Colts. Not exactly.
They had a man to manufacture that one. They couldn't put both Rams games. Those are the division team that would obviously be prime time, but you can't put both of them because Fox still pays a lot of money for those Sunday afternoon games. But like that, 49ers, if 49ers get injuries and they're not good, the 49ers Carolina Monday night game might not be the greatest. I guess they could flex it out. Can you flex out Monday night game?
Yeah, and they could also make that final Seattle game, mm-hmm. a bigger game. Right now, it doesn't really have a date on it, but you know that could end up being a big game for them.
Yep. Anything else you got? You think they're okay with the back-to-back on the not East Coast, but at Houston, at New York in late October, early November? Have you heard? Are they going to stay out east for that? Are they going to go to Bradenton between?
It's under consideration for sure. The counter argument is that's an early game. It's a 10 a.m. start for the 49ers or 10 a.m. Pacific time. So they could get back from Houston to San Jose at a pretty decent hour, and so their clocks wouldn't be that affected by it. The other hitch is that, you know, IMG would be an ideal spot for them. It would be a nice easy trip from Houston. You know, getting the right IMG schedule, I've heard, is tough because they've got a superstar football team there. They use the locker room, this, that, and the other. So just finding a spot in the schedule is difficult. And I don't know about the Greenbrier, whether that's still on the table.
I have heard they've already
done the Greenbrier experience. But that would make sense just geographically. They did it before. They did the two New York games back in 2020. Mm-hmm. Played the the Giants or the Jets first? I forget.
Jets first. I believe Jets first. That's where they got everybody hurt, and then they played the Giants and won.
Right. But they just bounced down between New Jersey and West Virginia, and, they've done that before. But, I mean, I would almost guess that they don't do it. It just seems like you'd be straining to do it. There's not a real reason. I mean, last year, for example, they had those back-to-backers against the Packers and Bills, and it was right around Thanksgiving, but it was a central time kickoff for the Packers game, and it was actually a late game, and they still decided to come back. And I think Thanksgiving probably had a lot to do with that, but yeah. You know, I think the 49ers are talking about joint practices with the Raiders. They're doing the joint practices with the Broncos. They might get their kind of sojourn, their kind of togetherness bonding thing out of the way in August.
Yeah, they've done a lot of traveling. That's what I keep hearing back. Now, they haven't done the stay in between for a couple of years now. But I definitely heard anything that reminds them of that New York, Green Bar, New York situation a couple years ago. They do not want to do that. They hated that. That was a nightmare because of the circumstances. Everybody hurt because they didn't love the Green Bar Barrows. I hate to tell you. I know that's your favorite hotel. I know that's your place. But
I have yet to stay there. it's a little bit too Cher for the Barrows pocketbook. So
I don't think, from what I've heard about it, again, I'm sure it's a nice resort. I'm sure you can go out there and stay vacation. I heard it's not the 49ers cup of tea these days. It's a little old, it's a little by yourself. I don't think they like IMG. I don't know if they're going. Remember, well, that's 2019, right? That's when they did 2019.
Yeah. That was between, Atlanta, Ravens, New Orleans, and the Ravens, Saints. Right before that epic Saints game. Yep.
So, you know, memories are part of this, like what you went through last time, and you know, we all do that. Like, I didn't have a good time at this restaurant. I'm not going back. They did not have a good time in Green Bay. And then they're not going to Ohio anymore. I know you love those trips too. They're not staying in Youngstown.
I'm trying to think of what's the worst hotels, the one we stay in Boardman, Ohio, or the one we stay in West Virginia, which is right next to an interstate and right next to an on-ramp to the interstate. So you get to hear those big rigs.
Yeah, you go, you can do that.
Gear, getting into gear and getting up to speed. Oh, it's great. It's wonderful.
Oh, that reminds you of your youth, I'm sure. It reminds me of all those times you were riding the trucks back and forth to whatever were all your sojourns. Again, it's a schedule set up for them to do well. I don't think they're as good as they've been. I think it's almost certain they won't be as talented as they've been in the past years. But the South to South is just set up fourth place schedule. This is how you do it. They've had a fourth place schedule recently in the Shanahan years, and that was when everyone got hurt after the last Super Bowl run, and then they started off slowly the next season, but then turned it on. They won 10 straight, I think that was. This is a team that can do that. No, I mean, it wasn't 10 straight. It was like 8-1 down the backstretch, whatever that was, Debo and all that. You can do it. The quarterbacks are not great. I mean, like, you know, out of their division, who's the best quarterback they play? Trevor Lawrence, Baker Mayfield. I mean, I guess CJ Stroud. I guess Stroud would be the best, but we know like that hasn't been great. But there's a whole lot of young quarterbacks: Indy, Chicago, Cleveland, Carolina. You know, there's the Giants. Like, this is not a great setup of opponents, but that's great for the 49ers. Maybe build some confidence on their defense, get those young players in there. We know they're going to be starting a ton of young players. Robert Saleh, wave his magic wand, see what they can do, stay healthy. Even if they're not a great team, they could win a bunch of games. You want to go through this game by game, Barrow, see if we can do it?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, one other sort of big picture thing I wanted to point out. You said, you know, no games in Europe, no games abroad. You know, there are a lot of teams doing that this
Rams,
year.
Right? The Rams, I think, right?
Yeah. There are seven international games, so some teams are putting on a lot of mileage. But even despite that, the 49ers still rank fifth in the amount of miles that they're logging this year. You know, close to 30,000. 30,000 is, you know, if it's above 30,000, it's a big year for the 49ers, and it's just below it. So it's not the most that they've ever had, but it's still up there. And so the kind of the travel taxing idea, unless you're playing the AFC West, you're going to have a lot of travel if you're a West Coast team. And that's the case this year. The flip side of that is that the Rams and the Seahawks have more. So the two teams that you're competing with ostensibly for the NFC West have an even rougher travel schedule than you do.
Rams and Wembley Stadium. You know, this is the reason the 49ers have some advantages over all this. And I'll just say, you know, I think you and I talked about this. They are due for an international game. It wasn't going to happen this year. But next year, when they get the 9 home games, maybe Azteca Stadium. I guess it wasn't ready this year. That's when they can give up a home game. I don't think they'd mind playing Azteca if they're going to have to go play internationally. That's the one they want. They haven't gone to Europe in the Shanahan era. They haven't, since 2013? It's something like that. It's been a long time. This is
2013. Jaguars, I believe. And
they haven't given up a home game in a long time. Like, they are due for this. This is one of the reasons I keep pointing out 49er fans in anguish over these rest disadvantages. There are things they've gotten for this. This is why they don't complain. Don't obsess about it if your team is okay with it, because they're getting other things back for it. But it's done. Warren Sharp has decided that this is the biggest deal ever. And that's fine. Warren's really sharp. I didn't even mean to do that. I didn't mean to. He's got his thing. And 49er fans are convinced it's the most important thing in the world. I don't think it's the most important thing in the world. The 49ers don't seem it's the most important thing in the world. And I'll say, I threw this out there. I think I've said this on this podcast. I think there is a chance, or at least they're open to being part of a Hard Knocks in season. Like it was for the NFL. I always get this AFC North last year. Towards the end of the year, it's all the players in the division, all the teams. So Shanahan and Lynch hate it. We know that, but they can at least say, hey, at least the Rams, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals have to go through it too. If there are any secrets divulged, other teams possibly. The only thing that makes me wonder about that is usually that's late in the season, and they don't have many division games late in the season. So maybe this happens more in the middle of the season. I don't know. But they're going to have to do some version of Hard Knocks at some point. You can't just keep turning it down. I don't think they're ever going to do the training camp version. They might just get rid of that. Teams hate that. I don't think they're going to do the in-season off-season version. That would be even worse for them. Cameras in John Lynch's office during draft prep? Never.
When they did that with the Giants, it was just such a bad look for the general manager there. I mean, that was just a career changer type of situation.
And there's you're bound to come up with stuff like that, right? I mean, you're making, you know, can you imagine cameras, you know, with them trading Debo?
Or Dre Greenlaw situation and them being sort of slow on the uptake and then realizing, oh God, he's going to sign somewhere else. Let's hop on a plane.
Absolutely. Like I don't think they'll ever do that. So knowing this, and knowing this in-season thing possibly is less intrusive, or at least equally as intrusive for your rivals, I think that's the one that they might be accepting. Now, I've not talked to Kyle and John about this, but I've heard from other people that might be the one that's acceptable, and they might as well just do it this year. We'll see. Maybe it doesn't happen, but that might be the trade-off. Maybe HBO and NFL just gives up that training camp version, maybe gives up the off-season version, and gets teams to say, okay, if you do that, and we don't have to keep turning that down or threatening to boycott it if you do it, which I think Kyle might do. I don't know what he would do if they bring the cameras into his offices. I think he might lock them out. I don't, you know, and say, find me. You know, I just don't think they would do it. So during the in season, players okay with it. We know Kittle would be fine with it. We know some other guys would be fine with it. I think they could do it. Anyway, I don't know that's happening for sure. I've just heard that. Keep aware that could happen. We know the Rams would love to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I think Kyle would be the heavy favorite to set the F-bomb record,
yes,
which is a high bar on Hard Knocks, because there are a lot of F-bombs being dropped by these head coaches. For some reason, NFL head coaches think that they have to lace their sentences with the F-word just to get a response from the players, which I find really condescending. But Kyle Shanahan does not shy away from the four-letter words. So,
but
there would be a lot of bleeps.
I think he might like not do it just so he doesn't go on the video. Like, I just can't. Can you imagine Kyle speaking to the team and there's a camera on him? I can't imagine that. That's so contrary to what he believes in. You know, the kind of sanctity of the locker room and the meeting rooms. Of course, he has cameras in there himself. To video all the meetings.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
But that's okay for him, but I understand. Again, that's team building. It's the way they believe. Totally understand. That's the way you think. I don't know what they would do with a training camp or off-season Hard Knocks. Again, that's why I don't think it's going to happen. All right, let's go game by game here. Let's do it quickly. We don't have to go too much. But Barros, week one, September 7th at Seattle, 105 start. What do you got?
Sam Darnold. Their old friend Sam Darnold, who – outplayed them in Minnesota last year. The thing with Sam Darnold is you get him off balance and he'll throw you some picks. And so it'll be a nice early test, I think, for this rebuilt defense. It'll be a nice early look at the Michael Williams, Nick Bosa dynamic. Are they getting pressure up the middle? So it's going to be a different Seahawks team. No DK. No quarterback change there. So this should be fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, usually they play at Seattle later in the season. I'll know that. It's usually like that early December game, late November. It's always cold and rainy when we go up there. So that'll be different. It might be warm. It still might be raining. It's Seattle. But I'm a little thrown off by how early it is. Usually the Rams is their first division road game. But hey, I'm good with it.
It's a great month to visit Seattle. I mean, if you've never been to Seattle, if you've never been to a 49ers Seahawks game and you're thinking about a road trip, that the opener would be a real nice choice.
I like it better in the cold. Just that's just, to me, that's that stadium. That's that feeling. I would prefer not to walk around in the cold, but that game just feels like an important game when it's in December. Certainly in January, you know, some of the greatest games that they've ever played have been 49ers Seahawks games in early January. We won't go wins loss. We'll just go through them. At New Orleans, second week, 10 a.m. start. First of their 10 a.m. starts, back-to-back road games to start the season. Any thoughts?
I don't know who the Saints quarterback is.
Yeah, I don't think the Saints know.
I don't even know who the head coach is. I can't pull it. And that's not a good sign.
That's the offense. Kellen Moore.
Oh, yeah, Kellen Moore. Of course, yeah, Kellen Moore. I don't know. Maybe the Saints surprise us, but they seem like they had a rough 24 season and then a rough offseason as well. So that, you know, there are no gimmies in the NFL, but that's one that the 49ers should win early in the season. Ostensibly, you won't be racked by injuries at that point. So a good time to have, if you're going to have back-to-back road trips, then pairing it with a trip to New Orleans is probably a good thing. Will you be at the New Orleans? I remember having a dinner with you with Jeff Duncan after the last 49ers. I guess it was the Jimmy Garoppolo game in 2019.
Yeah, I love New Orleans. I think I'm going to Seattle, so that probably means I will not go to New Orleans. I leave it open as a possibility. I do love New Orleans. If it was a little later in the season, or if New Orleans was – I thought New Orleans was going to be any better, maybe, because those games are great when New Orleans is good. Even when the Saints are mediocre, those are great games. The Superdome's very fun. But, man, 10 a.m. in New Orleans after a game in Seattle, probably not. But maybe I'll live to regret that. Maybe I'll change my mind. It would be an amazing 2-0 start if the 49ers can do it. It's usually a sign, even whoever the opponent is. If you get two road games out of the way and you're 2-0, you got a leg up on everybody. I will point out, though, I do think this is a factor. Maybe this is the thing that people think I'm obsessed about too much, but this is two artificial turf games back-to-back. That's never great for them. Mm. Maybe better early than late, but also maybe like it gets guys injured for a long time.
Yeah, like a Jets, Giants.
Yeah. No, I don't think either surface is as bad as that Jets-Giants surface was back then. They say it's better now, but I don't know. I will point out it's not great. Like, they're a younger team, though. I mean, I think Jed and Parag will point that out to me. See, we got younger players who can get through this. But I just will note it. Two artificial surface games to start the season might be a little bit of a beating again. In this easy schedule, maybe it doesn't matter. But then that leads us to the home opener, September 21st, Sunday, Arizona Cardinals. I don't think that's a gimme. I think the Cardinals are talented. Kyler Murray, we've seen what happens there. Any other thoughts for that one for you, Barros?
Well, the Cardinals have a sort of rebuilt wide receiving core, and any teams that come in with a good wide receiving unit, it'll be interesting for the 49ers this year because they've gone with youth, and they've gone with without the size, you know, that they've had in the past. They've had Richard Sherman or Charvarius Ward. They've had that long 6'1", 6'2", guy. They've got a shorter group there, and it's a younger group. And you know, I think they're really happy about D'Amador Lenore and Renardo Green as their top two guys. But you know, we'll have to see how that goes. Is Upton Stout going to be the slot receiver? The Nick Martin experiment will be in full force. You've got Kyler Murray scrambling out of the pocket. Remember Greg Greenlaw, I remember a few years ago, had a couple of late hits on Kyler Murray in a home loss to the Cardinals that were consequential. So, you know, that'll be interesting to watch. Some early tests for young defenders who ought to be getting a lot of playing time early on.
I will look at the containment. We know that the 49ers defensive ends have blown containment against Kyler, Lamar Jackson, some other mobile quarterbacks, Josh Allen. Let's see if the young defensive lineman, Mikael Williams, would be the number one person you look at, can keep that contained and not let him escape. Let's see if they can chase him down. I always said that DeForest Buckner was always incredibly valuable, most valuable specifically because he's the only guy who could chase down Russell Wilson. Like, he was the only guy. And not having that guy exposes you to some things, obviously, in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So let's see how Kyler, can they keep him? Other teams can do it, have done it. Clearly, the Cardinals have not been a great team. He just always gets loose against the 49ers when he absolutely has to. They got more speed? Have they got some guys who can take him down? Let's see. Okay, game four, Sunday, 1:05 start, September 28th, Jacksonville. That's a team that they haven't played here very often, but they just kill them in Jacksonville every single time. Any reason to think it would be any different that game?
No reason. They're a balky list team this year.
Oh, I know. The drama is gone.
I would have seen
Trent in the press box if he was still the general manager.
That's right. You might have had a Coke spilled on you at some point. But yeah, I just sort of probably the most unremarkable game that they have, just because Jacksonville's become such an anonymous team. You know, of course, they have the quarterback. They've got a really good running back, but, you know, it's just not dynamic on either offense or defense.
Then they've got a Thursday night game at the Rams the next week. Big game, obviously. It is the biggest one by far on their early schedule. You'll be coming off a short week, but so will the Rams. You are traveling for it, a little disadvantage there. Basically, the game that probably will show us where the 49ers are, I think, at least in the first couple of months. The Rams rebuilt. That's the model, apparently, for what the 49ers have done. Rebuild on the fly, go with draft picks, go with younger players. They've drafted well. We'll see if the 49ers are drafted well this season. Any other thoughts on that one, Barrows?
Well, you're right. You just hit it on the head. I mean, the 49ers tried to do a Rams-like rebuild this year. And so this will be a good test against the team that they were modeling themselves on to see how that that revamp is done. So just everything we've been saying about the young defenders, Michael Williams, the DBs, I mean, they'll be put to the test in this game too. Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua. I really like the tight end that they drafted, Terrence Ferguson. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Rams haven't had a really good tight end, you know, since McVay arrived. And I think this guy has the potential. You know, he's not George Kittle, but he's good. He's solid. He's a good blocker. I think he's perfect for that offense. And I think he's going to become a factor as the year goes on.
I think the Rams and 49ers should be the best two teams in the division. Rams probably a little bit better in my mind. They're a little more stable, but 49ers have a shot here to make in a little statement, and you know, they can get to, that's their fifth game. They get to 4-1 there, which is very possible. That would be something. They'd probably be leading the division if they beat the Rams. We'll see. I don't think they're going to be 4-1, but they could be. Then they get a little mini bye because of the Thursday game, and then they're at Tampa October 12th, the 10 a.m. start. Tampa's a little feisty team. We know that. Like, they're not a rollover. What are your thoughts going in that one?
Yeah, I think that's an L for the 49ers. You know, they barely beat the Buccaneers last year, and the Buccaneers didn't have Chris Godwin or Mike Evans on the field. So, and that was the famous Jake Moody game, of course. Jake Moody v. Debo Samuel. Then Tabor Pepper, two of those three guys are gone, and
Jake Moody,
none of them is Jake Moody. Jake Moody's the one guy that's stuck around. Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's tough because the Buccaneers could have more injuries. Those are both older receivers. But if those two guys are on the field, Evans and Godwin, and they use their first round pick on the Ohio State wide receiver who I think is really, really good. So again, that's probably the best wide receiver trio they're going to face this year. Big test of that defense, big test of those young cornerbacks and really young safeties too. So I you know, if we're doing wins and losses, I would predict that as a loss.
You know, they do have the extra rest if that means something. I think this is the toughest part of schedule. I mean, again, it's relative. It's not like they're playing the Eagles and all, you know, all the Chiefs. Those games are not on the schedule. They've been on the past. They have not been on this one. But you go from at Tampa to a home game Sunday night, October 19th, against the Falcons, who have talent. Like, of that division, they might have the most talent in the division. We'll see where they can go. We'll see, you know, Penix, whatever, is the quarterback. Whatever happens with Kirk Cousins, they've got playmakers. I think it's a little tricky game for the 49ers in the middle of this tough stretch.
Oh, I agree with you. I think the Falcons have the potential to be a team that gets really good this year because, like you said, they do have talent. They've got good wide receivers. They've got a great running back. I think they've got the right mentality. The defense is a question mark. This might be a 45-42 game. I don't know. I mean, a lot of this hinges on this rebuilt 49ers defense. I mean, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad in the beginning? A unit that gets good over the season? We'll have to find out. But, you know, some of these games, Buccaneers, Falcons, those are teams that potentially could put points on the board.
Next one, too. They are at Houston. This is the beginning of that two games. road trip, if they indeed stay out there, which they may on October 26th. 10 a.m. start at Houston. A little bit of down season last year, but we know C.J. Stroud can light it up. They get some injured players back. Obviously, there can be more injuries. Again, a tough little stretch here. 49ers go 2-1 versus at Tampa, Atlanta, at Houston. I think that would be a big success. I don't foresee that. I think they're going to drop two of these, but they could. You know, these are not incredible. This is not like at Green Bay, at Buffalo last year. Let's just compare it to. But is that version of it. Again, it pales in comparison. But let's see what they got. Let's see what they got against Houston. You know, not the most, you know, dramatic, you know, credible, brilliant team. But D'Amico Ryans is a great coach. They have players. C.J. Stroud is a playmaker. What are you thinking about that one?
Yeah, they rebooted their offense in the offseason. And Stroud had a down sophomore year. And I think he's, you know, really champing at the bit to be back to where he was as a rookie. So I think that offense is going to be better. I think their wide receiving core is going to be more healthy than it was last year. Another team that just got a lot of wide receiver depth. I think this is a really good game. I think, I would pick the Texans in this one.
Picking some losses. They're gonna
I don't think the 49ers are going to go undefeated.
Aggregate that.
I know that Twitter is going to have a real problem with that hot take. But, this is the tough stretch. So this is where I think most of the losses are going to occur.
Then they get the 10 a.m. game in New York, New York Giants, in that wonderful stadium, the wonderful surface that they love so much. Whether they stay out east or not, you got to believe they've got to beat the Giants. Like this is a team that the 49ers, even if they're down in talent, should be better than.
I agree. The Giants have a brilliant wide receiver, and that's about it. I know that they now have two really good bookend edge rushers. I think that they need more than that to be a powerful team. The 49ers have too many offensive weapons. This could be, you know, when Ayuk is coming back and sort of getting back on track. Is he looking like himself? I'm sure that'll be an early October storyline. How long till Ayuk looks like his 2023 self? So Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, I think that the 49ers ought to give the Giants defense a lot of fits.
Well, after that, Sunday, home game, afternoon, L.A. Rams, another big one with the Rams, obviously. We've talked about the Rams. I like the Rams. We'll see if Puka Nacua is healthy. He's been banged up for some 49er games specifically, but you got to like Sean McVay, you got to like the matchup against Kyle Shanahan. They're always very, very competitive, you know, frenemies, if you would say. Any thoughts about that home game?
Well, Devontae Adams, I think, is the key to both of these games. If I'm a fantasy football player, I would invest heavily in Devontae Adams because I just think that the combination of smart, savvy veteran wide receiver plus smart, savvy veteran quarterback is going to be huge. And, you know, the Rams are not shy about airing the ball out. And I think McVay will kind of ride that as heavily as he possibly can get away with. So, yeah, that's the key, stopping Stafford and those two wide receivers.
I mean, Cooper Kupp got some games against 49ers. I'm trying to remember. Any big Cooper Kupp games?
Yeah.
Like in the championship game.
Well, and we should have talked about that with the opener. But, Kupp's in his home state. He's going to be playing out of the slot. The 49ers could have a rookie in the slot. Yeah, if I'm the Seahawks, I would be going heavily to Cooper Kupp in that game.
Yes, I do realize he's on the Seahawks. I was just saying from the Rams' point of view. If you put Devontae Adams there and he does Kupp stuff, you could see a lot of big plays there. Then they are at Arizona the week after that, 1:05 start. I think we've talked about Arizona. Again, this might be a tough one for the 49ers. This is where they're in now. Even in this easy schedule, some of these games where you assume, you know, back when they used to dominate the division, that did not happen last year. You would just kind of write them down as W's. You cannot do that with this, the current roster, older roster, We'll see who's healthy. The defense is not the same, at least personnel-wise, at least until we see some of these young guys. You can't write down – you just can't assume that they're better than the Cardinals. The Cardinals might have more talent than the 49ers, at least more veteran talent. We'll see. It'll play out, but you just can't make those assumptions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Well, the 49ers now have DJ Humphreys, the longtime Cardinals tackle.
So they got all the secrets.
The balance of power has shifted. But you're right. 0-2 versus the Cardinals last year. And I don't think that either of those games was close. So not obviously the 49ers were banged up for the second one, but not so much for the first one. So, yeah, you're right. You know, I think going 1-1 against the Cardinals is a reasonable guess this year.
Just given the schedule, because they play all those South-South teams, I think the true reading of the 49ers will be their division record. They can make the playoffs wild card just because of their gobbling up all these games against Chicago and Indianapolis and whoever else, and New Orleans. But let's see how good they are in the division. Can they get to 3-3? Can they get to 4-2? I think 4-2 is a little high. 3-3 would be fine, but is it 1-3? You know, 1-5. I mean, like you don't know. We'll see. But I'm going to really be looking at these division games. I think they're going to be really ready for these division games, realizing that's the test. That's like be good in the division, earn something, earn some respectability back after getting outclassed in the division, frankly, last year. Then the spectacular Monday Night Football game, Carolina Panthers come to Levi's Stadium, November 24th, the one that everyone's written down. That's the one. We got to be there for Carolina Monday night, unless we all have something else to do, like a knitting class or something. I know Steph Curry will be really involved in that one because that's his team and full of commitment to Bryce Young and kind of the turnaround that happened late last season. But other than that, I can't think of anything else to say.
Christian McCaffrey playing former team. Maybe McCaffrey runs for 350 yards in this game. I will say that the quarterback out there got better last year. So his trajectory was heading in the right direction. They still have a ton of work to do, including on defense. So again, if everybody's healthy for the 49ers offense, there should be a lot of points scored in this game.
Monday Night Football, one of the greats.
Yeah, hold on your hats, America. It's Panthers at 49ers.
Then they have a short week going to Cleveland, 10 a.m. start, Sunday, November 30th. Cleveland has a ton of talent. We have no idea what they're doing at quarterback, or we do. They got a bunch of guys. It's probably going to be Joe Flacco, but it could be Shedeur Sanders. It could be who the hell knows. Dylan Gabriel, I don't even know. But 49ers should win this game without a quarterback for Cleveland, or without anybody going on, unless Flacco's got another hot streak in him, which I would doubt at this point. Short week, Cleveland before the bye. You know, maybe the 49ers retire. This is the 14th straight game they'll be playing, or 13th straight game they will be playing. There is a chance that they will be running out of steam at that point. We've seen it happen way earlier than that. You know, when they've had that week 8 bye and they're desperate to get to the bye. It's possible, but I don't know that it should be preclude them feeling very good about that game.
Your guy, Mason Graham, nice. Will be in the middle of that Browns defense. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to that game is seeing how, because there was such a sharp divide from some people on Mason Graham. It was just intriguing for me in the draft. Is this guy going to be awesome, or is he going to be, did he max out in college?
If the 49ers thought, man, if this guy gets to us, we're jumping on him, or maybe they liked, you know, Mykal Williams better.
They'll tell you that they like
Mykal Williams. I would like to know the truth on that one. I don't know the real reason.
Yeah. Well, you know, that game's around Thanksgiving. I think it's right after Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I mean, possibility that this is a taxing time for the 49ers.
Then they get the bye, so they get to relax. They get to rest at home. You cannot practice during the bye anymore. And then they, as I said, they have a home game after that, which is not traditional for them. And so things should be really, really good for them if they get their juice back, if everyone is reasonably healthy by this point. December 14th, Sunday, against those Tennessee Titans. Again, another just glamour loaded team full of interesting people. I guess to see the number one pick quarterback, Cam Ward, will be playing. But beyond that, ho and hum on this one.
Yeah, again, another really anonymous team. Those South Conference teams, not exactly brimming with household names. So, yeah, at least this one's not on primetime.
Yeah, unlike the next one, Monday Night Football at Indianapolis. I assume Anthony Richardson, I mean, who knows, he gets hurt a lot because he runs a lot, and they play on artificial surface, which I will keep reminding, it's not great to have a running quarterback on artificial surface to stay healthy. Monday Night Football, Indianapolis Colts. You all for it there, Barrows?
I'm all for it. I mean, you can't say that the Colts have good weaponry, good running back, good wide receivers. They've got DeForest Buckner. They've done some good things on defense. Boy, they just didn't put it together last year, and Richardson didn't look good. So it all hinges on that QB position, and who's going to be playing quarterback at that point in the year.
Then they get home, Chicago Bears, Sunday night, December 28th. Lots of primetime late, Barrows. Anything into that?
No, it's just that everybody gets primetime games now, even the Bears, even the Colts, even the Panthers. I think it's just, not the marquee games that you want to see. But, you know, this just underscores the point that the 49ers are playing a lot of young QBs this year, and the Bears' young QB wasn't very good when they came here a year ago. That was the easiest 49ers win of the year. That came right after that horrible stretch. The game at Green Bay, the game at Buffalo. McCaffrey gets hurt in Buffalo. They get blown out in both of them, and then they come back and they just take it out on the Bears. Not a great Bears team. It'd be interesting to see how that quarterback does in year two.
He did not look great against 49ers. I did not think. I mean, I think he had decent numbers, but I did not like the way he played that game. Very talented. Caleb Williams could be great. I did not like that game. Again, as you said, it was the 49ers' easiest game of a terrible season. So something to note. Then they wrap it up. It could be Saturday, it could be Sunday. They keep that up for grabs depending on what's interesting and where they want to place these games, whether they have playoff implications or not. I believe this one will. 49ers hosting the Seattle Seahawks. It's a little bit not great for people who have tickets because you're not sure whether it's going to be Saturday or Sunday. Might be nighttime. Likely, if it's Saturday, it would be a nighttime game. Thoughts on that one, Barros?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to depend on where these two teams are at the end of the season. The game against the Bears is the night game. Would the NFL take into consideration that the 49ers are playing late on Sunday and not give them a Saturday game? Probably not.
It's home, so less concern.
Yeah, it's home. It's less of a factor. So, I think it's still up in the air. I remember last year's finale, you knew that it was going to be on Sunday just because of the game that preceded it. Not quite sure you can make that judgment this year.
There you go. That is the one of the worst schedules in the history of the 49ers. They will take it, though, is trying to get wins, because then you start playing the good teams if you get the playoffs. Then there will be plenty of good teams left. There will be the Eagles, or there will be the Lions, there will be the Packers, the Vikings, whatever good teams that you can manufacture. But they don't play them on this schedule. They ain't playing them. Those guys, they're not playing them.
And this year, if the 49ers do their odd year thing and happen to go to the Super Bowl, they will be very pleased with their practice facility that they get for a Super Bowl this year.
I've heard that team has made under large renovations too. So,
they it's can't even be better.
Man, that's, I'll write that story about their Vegas adventure at that point. We've all heard some things about that. People understand they did not like that turf. And I've heard people say why that was they're just moaning about it, but they really did not like that turf in Las Vegas.
They
thought about it, and it comes off as sour grapes, but they still talk about it, Barros. I still hear about it, like how terrible they felt that thrown over grass field was at the UNLV practice site. So maybe I'll write it coming back if they're in the Super Bowl. Maybe they'll feel comfortable talking about it.
My new theory on that, and I think I've bounced it off of you, is that their home situation, their Levi's Stadium field and their practice field are so good that whenever anything is different than them, they balk at it. It's my pillow theory. Say you got a really expensive pillow that you sleep on every night, and then you go to the Residence Inn in West Virginia, and it's like this plastic pillow that's really puffy. And how are you supposed to get a decent night's sleep? And then you have the tractor trailers going up the off ramp. It's a whole thing.
It's amazing what you've gone through, Barros. It's amazing.
Thank you for recognizing me.
You're like a princess with a P. It's like that's what you
are. That comment has definitely been made by family members.
But it's true. They absolutely have felt that. I guess I'm giving it all away, but we've talked about it. People have talked about it. It's nothing new. They hated that practice facility in Vegas. They hated it. And they did think the Chiefs had an advantage by being at the Raiders facility, their bitter rival, but that's a great facility. The grass is good. And they, again, well, let's not tip it all off, but that's something that's still in their minds about that Super Bowl. And we saw the injuries that happened in that Super Bowl, whether it had anything to do with the turf or not, or whether their legs were not bouncy because of that turf. I don't know. Probably not, but I know they kind of think that. All right, Barros, I got to get to a Warriors exit interview. Steph Curry's talking in 40 minutes, so I better get out of here. Be done with them and then be ready for 49ers OTAs, Barros. You got me. You got me there. All right, everybody. That is the show for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.